Welcome to Skills Journey, hosted by Emil Rovenheimer and Yanni Brofenboer from PopUp, the People Upliftment Program. This is your passport to a transformative journey where we uncover the power of skills together. Welcome back to Skills Journey. I'm super excited to have Adele Bossoff back in studio with me today. Adele, welcome back.
Evening, Yanni. Lovely to be here.
We are in the middle of a conversation. And for those of you who joined us, Skills Journey, we are in season 3. And we actually are talking about finding meaning and purpose in work. And so that's why we decided to talk to Adele, because at Impact Radio, she plays such a big part of what you hear on radio. So Adele, let's dive in to our conversation. So today, I want to talk to you about how you bring your God colors into the workplace. And specifically, we were just kind of talking about, I hear the coaching sometimes in your shows, if I can call it a show. But how do you translate what's in your heart, the passion God has given you, and then to the presenters that actually are giving the audience the show? So maybe bring us into that conversation and your thought process and how you invest in your people.
So I'd love to just backtrack a bit, because yeah. I love that analogy of God colors.
Yes.
And I was thinking, for me, what are God colors?
Okay.
And I was thinking about, like, if somebody had to say, if I use the analogy, what are your true colors?
Yes.
So that means, like, who are you? Really, the real you. And if I have to, then I thought to myself, so what is God's true colors? And I had to pause and just take in a little bit to say, is this God's character that we're speaking about? Or is this just what's dear to God's heart? And I really do feel like when we're touching in this program on what is God's heart, but then how does our hearts align with God's heart? And how does that play out then in the workplace? Wow. And how do we behave, or do I behave, and how does that affect my team? So I'm just backtracking a little bit. But for me, I just feel like I need to understand what's close to God's heart. And I know people are close to God's heart. He truly loves you, and He truly loves me. And if we understand how much He loves us, it's a bit overwhelming, actually. Because you go, why, Lord? Why do you love me? You know, I'm sinful and I'm silly and I make mistakes all the time. Why do you love me? But God has been taking me through a journey in my life where He's truly shown me that no matter what I do without works, how deep He loves me.
Yeah.
And that has become a revelation in my life. And because of that, I am able to see people the way God sees them. Sometimes you go, oh, that person is frustrating me. Just don't learn. I don't know what to do. But what I've realized is, even in those moments, if I say, God, You made this person. Give me the tools and the understanding to be able to bring out the best in them. Because I don't know, I don't gel with them, or I don't understand the way they tick or work, but You do, because You made them. And so for me, this has been a critical thing in my life personally and my working at Impact Radio, is understanding God's true heart and what is close to His heart. And I think part of His character is what we touched on in the previous program, what He loves, our honesty, our integrity, being humble, humility, compassionate and generous. These are things that are close to God's heart. And if we can align ourselves with the things that God is close to God's heart, we will always get it right when we're working with others. Relationships is such a big part of God's, you know, He put us in relation with others. We can't isolate ourselves. We have to work with other people. And so you have to work, your, and I have to work with my team here at Impact Radio in relation to what God has asked us to in terms of his character. And so that's one of the important things with me and working with my team and getting that across to them in a way that they really understand and truly connecting with them. And I think walking the walk is also a big one, because if I want them to behave in a certain way or speak in a certain way, I have to do it that as well. Yeah. I can't say, you need to encourage from this platform. You need to uplift. You need to don't focus on the negative. If I'm constantly saying that, what does this story that you're going to tell, does it have a purpose? Is there a, what am I going to learn from it? If I don't do that in my workings with my team, how are they meant to do it on this platform to be an encouragement to others? So it really is a thing of asking God to show me how I can be a good example to my team, how I can make sure I love them and serve them. And so one of my strengths and giftings that God gave me is servanthood. So I serve. Mm. I love and I serve. And it's one thing that my team knows of me. If I send them somewhere, I'm there serving them when they go out, buying them cool drink, doing practical things, because I want them to be their best and I want them to do the best, but I'll be on the ground serving them, making sure that they are supported, and I'm a cheerleader to them in saying, you're doing well, you're doing well. And that for me is one way that I can support my team. And I feel like sometimes managers or leaders in organizations don't do enough of that. They really sit on this place where they up at the top and they don't even attend some of the things that they ask their team to attend. They're not even there. They don't pitch up. And I do feel like it's an important, not, you can't go to everything, I understand. But it's an important thing to also show your team that you are there to support them in ways that is very practical, to show them that you love them and that they are important to you. I'm amazed always at how some organizations, how they treat their employees. Some of them don't even give them contracts or security in their work. And it really is, if you support your team, if you give them what they need, that security, if you tell them what needs to be done and communicate clearly, if you help and you're intentional about training them, growing them, you will never have to worry about your bottom line because that will be automatic.
Yo, Adele, that is so much wisdom because leading by example and servanthood and understanding that God loves you and for that reason you have to and get to love your employees – that all has like a very fruitful end, if I can say that. So what I'm also hearing and what I want to explore a little bit more is if you recognize in your employees certain gifts that you're like, this is something that I can see has to be developed, how do you connect I see you have to grow in this space with loving that person. So maybe give us an example of how you would have a conversation with someone who you like, I can see this has to grow and develop, but I want to do that in a loving way.
Yeah. So I feel like people need to operate in their strengths. And so the first step is to find out more about the people you're working with. What are their strengths? How can you help somebody operate best in their strengths if you don't know what their strengths are? So the beginning would be, I mean, we had a simple thing of doing that Gallup Strength Finders little test for each employee. I mean, there's some simple things that you can do, or even just having a conversation about what they're passionate about. But I mean, that test does actually really help even the person to find what are their strengths. And then from there, you need to be able to identify areas where they can operate in their strengths daily. So one of the things I've realized is there's a lot of things you have to do.
Yes.
Admin is one of those things you have to do that I don't think I've found somebody who is passionate about admin to this day. You know, the one person that just loves doing admin all day. I haven't found that person. I'd love to find that person. But we all have to do things like admin and so forth. But if you can do one thing a day where you operate in your strength, you will automatically feel more fulfilled in what you're doing. And so you need to see how you can help the people that work for you or work around you, and even yourself. Make sure that you are operating in your strength, at least doing one thing. If you're creative, make sure you do something creative every day. And so I found, for example, my tech guy, he's creative. He's a creative. So he loves it when I say, draft the script, come up with something absolutely out of the box. A script that's just, or can you produce a story or do this? If I can get him to operate and do one thing a day in his strength, he would, it sends him off the charts excited. And it's amazing when you see this. I have another lady who absolutely loves news. She doesn't really, she's not a news reader, but she's passionate about understanding and reading news. And so you say, okay, find us the top news stories or something that's positive news. Or if I give her a task to do something where she can actually find us a good news story for the day, she loves that.
Yes.
She compiles it, she puts it together, even though she's working with members or something. If I can give her that she can find a news story, it's working in her strengths. And I think this is it's very, very critical in your workspace to, number one, understand the strengths of your employees, and then how can they operate in a strength every day, alongside with perhaps some other things, tasks that they're tasked to do. But try and do it so that they at least are able to do one thing in their strength.
It's interesting to me because in a time such as this, where we're just going from the one activity to the next activity, from the one meeting to the next meeting, how do you make time to figure this out? Is it a priority for you? Is it something you schedule into your calendar? Like, how does this practically look for you?
It is a priority for me because it is something that's my strength.
Yeah.
So I make it a priority. So I have connect with my team is 5 to 6 times a day with seven different individuals. So most of my day is spent connecting, whether it with my team or whether with organizations that we want to partner with because they have they're like-minded and we're moving forward, our community forward with those organizations. So that is really part of my role. It's relationship building, it's connecting, it's growing. So that I have to be intentional about that, and I am. I set those meetings up way in advance. I have them in my calendar. My other to-do things have to get done in between that, but that is I have to be really strict with myself that I do that, and I'm intentional about connecting and building those people and building those relationships. So you do. I think what's key to you as an individual in your organization, you have to make sure that you make that a priority, and everything else and emailing and your to-do lists need to fit in between that. And I think it's about understanding your why and making sure that is the main thing. And even if you have to, I've realized there are some building blocks of things I have to do for Impact Radio. And then I say, okay, every day for an hour at this time, from this time to this time, I have to do that. And only then after the month, you start seeing the fruits of you putting in an hour a day on that one thing, right?
Yes.
But it is about actually blocking it out in your calendar. Unfortunately, emails can take over your schedule. And I found if you start your day in your emails, that for me isn't very productive. I do know that everybody wants answers now, and a lot of people work from their emails. But a lot of times I do a quick check and I flag a few things. But then I do what I have to do, what's really important to building blocks, I do first.
Yeah.
And then I say, okay, from 11 o'clock to 1, I'm allocating email time again. So people know I don't normally answer emails in the morning unless I do it very early. But I try and only make that a later in the day kind of thing. And that just helps as well. So there's some practical things that you can do.
I really like the tips that you're giving us. It makes it because I can see there's fruit. So you're obviously doing certain things that is producing fruit. And that's what this conversation is about. One thing that I'm hearing that I really love is that you are leading yourself. And often we get led by other people. So were there a certain time in your life where you realized I'm being led by people? Or have you always had the strength to be able to lead yourself? This is what God is saying. This is where we're going. These are the block times. Or did you have to learn this skill?
No, yeah, I had to learn it, definitely.
Okay.
I wasn't very good with time management. I had to do some time management courses because I was like, I can't manage my time. And you do have, you know, there are seasons as well. So there are busy seasons. You guys, you especially know, Yanni, there are busy seasons and then there are seasons that are a bit quieter. And in those busy seasons, it's very important for you to also try and make sure you don't let other people manage your day and plan your day for you. So if you have your day planned, I mean, we do need to be flexible. One of my presenters, Pinky, always said to me, Adele, if you're not flexible, we'll break, right? So I love that one. If you're not flexible, you'll break. So we do need to be flexible. There are times where I have to move things around to be able to fit very urgent things in. And you do need to look at priorities and urgencies in your day. But I did have to learn how to make sure I take control of my day and my week and my months.
Yeah.
And it came with some planning. Came with some planning and asking God, God, please help me to be able to focus on what's important for you and to move this forward the way you want. I need this amount of time. And so I need to be wise in my time and help me be wise. But I did need to take some training and get some guidelines, and also just through learning from experience. It took many years to realize that person's urgency is not my urgency.
That is so true.
And you have to always ask the question. My mom actually taught me this. My mom is so wise. I love her to bits. But she always said to me, Adele, you need to ask the person, when do you need it done by? When do you need it by? And if they say, I need it now, you say, well, that's not realistic for me. You can't, you know,
yes.
I can't do it for you now. But perhaps I will be able to do it if I can give it to you on Thursday or wherever. So you need to be able to turn around and say, when do you need it by? And if the time frame is not a reasonable time frame for you, you will have to say no.
Yeah.
And no is a very good word to use.
Amen.
I'm learning, and God has taught me, because I'm a yes person. I'm a yes, yes, yes. But God has taught me to use no so that I can do what He has asked me to say yes to.
Yeah. That is so good. Adele, I'm actually so sad that our time together is coming to an end because we should be flexible to actually just continue the conversation. But I want to just end off our time together by talking about what are you dreaming about for the future? What's the dreams for Impact Radio, but also what's some of the dreams that you have? I know you're a mom and you're a wife. And so as we end our conversation with you, just bring us into these faithful dreams you have.
Wow, I've got so many dreams. It's been a whole show on the dreams God's given me. But yeah, as a mom and a wife, my hope and my dream is just to continue to support and love my family with all I have, with all my might and strength. And obviously, I can't do that on my own, so I have to rely heavily on God and His guidance, with and be intentional in my marriage to connect, and then God's guidance in terms of what to do every day in my children's lives. So that's for me an ongoing prayer and ongoing seeking God's wisdom and guidance. But as a mom first, as a wife first, and a mom, and then for me, what I do in terms of here at Impact Radio, after that, I feel like it does the one benefits and is kind of flows into the other. I don't know if that's a woman thing.
I think sometimes we miss out because we think the work should be in a box and family should be in a box. And I'm with you on it flows together.
It does really work together, because a lot of what I love and I about my home and my family, I love the same about my work, you know. So it does flow into Impact Radio. We've got big dreams and hopes. And obviously for us, our purpose of why we're here and why God put us here is one of those that we would like to just make sure that we always keep that the main thing and be excellent in how we do that. We want people to feel fulfilled. We want people to be full of hope. We want people to feel connected to God when listening to Impact Radio, that they can strengthen their relationship with God. When they finish listening or hearing that song, that they feel uplifted, so that they can walk into their organizations or where their workplace and be a light without even opening their mouths. Be somebody who shines with a smile because they've laughed, because they've come off listening to Zinclair just making such great fun and but connecting them with God. So that is my hope, is that you will be strengthened. You will be you'll feel refreshed whenever you listen to Impact Radio. And that will be something that you can take into wherever you go, whether your home, whether your workplace. And then we also have this deep prayer this year to enlarge our territory into Gauteng. So we are trusting God to open up the doors that we can enlarge our territory and our footprint. And so I ask you to pray with us. Because together we can, you know, God can do amazing things in prayer if we pray together. And so that's also a prayer that Impact Radio has, and that we can just impact and grow people on even a bigger scale.
So good. Adele, thank you so much for just spending time with us on Skills Journey and for sharing your heart and for sharing the skills that you've had to learn and that you're actually using every day. And I do believe that everyone who's listening, that you are encouraged to know that sometimes we have to grow in skills. God will use your skills, and that you will never not know that you are the light and that you bring God's hope wherever you go. And that is also our prayer then for Impact, that God will come and absolutely bless you and stir hope wherever the sound waves take you. So thank you so much. And thank you for our listeners for joining us. And yeah, we're excited about the season and just interviewing more people who are light bearers in their organizations, and they're using their skills just to bring hope and glory to God. So
thank you for the opportunity. And I just pray that God will touch whoever's listening.
Amen.
And just as a reminder, God sees you. He knows you. He knows what skills He's given you. So tap into what He wants you to do in your life, and you will always be in the right place at the right time.
Amen. And as you were saying, God loves you. And that is important to remember, that He loves you and He loves the people you work with. And you get to love them. So thank you so much.